why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, may Allah hasten his eminence, his reappearance, the awaited savior of humanity, the 12th and final divinely appointed Imam, the final hujjah and proof of the Almighty Allah upon this earth. And so we find that when we're talking about the conversations of His Eminence, there is a conversation that we've been going through, and that is one that His Eminence has with an individual by the name of Ishaq ibn Yaqub. And so it seems like we are towards the end of this letter. Of course, there was a lot of things that were spoken about, which we also spoke about in previous programs on dialogue. Now, we get to a point where apparently Ishaq ibn Yaqub, he asks Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, about the reason for the occultation or the cause for the occultation. And so in response, Imam al-Mahdi, he says that as for the cause of the occultation, the Almighty Allah has said, O you who believe, do not put questions about things which, if declared to you, may trouble you. And this is in chapter number 5, which I believe is Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 105. And so Imam al-Mahdi, then he continues, of course, and he talks a little bit more about this answer of his, but primarily his answer, what we find is this verse of the Holy Quran. And so here, again, this idea of well, according to the Holy Quran, that there are certain things that we don't necessarily need to know the answer to those questions. There are certain questions that should be left unanswered. Now, I know it's kind of a very general thing to say, but, you know, we would have to go into countless variables of seeing where questioning is good and where questioning is bad. I think if we just limit the answer to the cause of the occultation, again, here, this is one of those things that, you know, perhaps, not even perhaps, the Holy Quran in the answer of Imam al-Mahdi is saying that this is something that we should not question the cause of the occultation, right? But of course, other things, you know, other than that, I guess you'd have to go instance by instance to see whether we should question or not, right? I mean, questioning the commandments of the Almighty Allah, questioning the religious rules and regulations is probably not something that we should do. Questioning the existence of God, well, okay, fine. If we want to build ideological foundations, then on a superficial level, we should be able to question and answer, you know, is there a God? Is there not a God? Why would God send prophets? Why is there only one God? Why would God send imams? Why would God send holy books? These are different kind of ideological questions that should be asked and must be answered if we want our belief system to be strong. But it's interesting that here, when it comes to the reason and the specific cause of the occultation, that Imam al-Mahdi says this is one of those things that we should not delve deeply into. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
A'udhu billahi min shaitan al-ayn al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What does ghaiba mean? The absence of the imam, what does it mean? Some people think, you've heard, maybe some of you have heard, and there's different theories that go around, funny ones sometimes, about him living in Bermuda, some island, preparing something, or being somewhere in some other realm of existence that's not here. No, he's right here on earth. He lives with people. He sees people. He watches everything you watch, in the sense that he watches all of what's going on in the world. He's part of this. It's just we don't recognize him. We don't know what he looks like. But we don't have access to him. We don't see him. We cannot benefit from his blessing. You shouldn't be having someone like myself here giving talks. If you had the Imam of our time, Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, explaining to you all of us would be thirsty for the knowledge that the Imam can provide for us. Not just the knowledge, if he would just be around, just watching him, seeing him as a blessing. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives us light of looking at an alim as we have in hadith. A real alim, a pious alim, not just anyone with the imamah like myself. No, a real alim. Looking at an alim is going to be bringing blessings and bringing light to people's eyes and hearts. Then you can imagine what an effect the imam of our time would be having if he would be around and we'd have the blessing of seeing him. Okay. Just having him around, being around him, sitting somewhere close to him. This is something to long for, to want, and then read this dua in that way. وَغَيْبَةُ وَلِيِّنَا وَكَثْرَةَ عَدُوِّنَا. We have so many enemies.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.